You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good evening, my friendly familiars, and welcome back to this week's installment of Monsters Among Us Junior. I'm your MAU Mima, Delaney Bowers, and my curious co-host, Derek Hayes, will be joining us in just a bit. I think he's hemming the Fresno Nightcrawler's pant legs. Can't have all that fabric dragging on the ground, now can we? And speaking of white things taking on strange forms, our first call is, well, exactly that. Y'all go ahead and give a big junior welcome to Emma from Canada.
Hey, I'm Emma from Canada, and I have a story to share about when I was about 5 to 8. So right now I'm like only 11. So this was like a long time ago, but I specifically remember since my birthday is on Halloween. I really love, like, ghosts and horror stuff. I'm, like, the only one in my family who actually believes in ghosts. It's hard to get my parents to believe me. But one night, I was up, and it was, like, about 10, which is pretty late for me because I was only 8. Okay, so my room is, like, mostly a square with a walk-in closet. I have two windows, one on each side of a corner. And so I opened my window, and I just saw a white floating tarp right outside my window. I could see like details, like it was like a kitchen cloth or something. That's what I thought. But then I saw like dark coming out of underneath it, and I looked down. There was nothing underneath it. Underneath my window is like my apple tree and my backyard, so no one could be in there. So like it was just a white floating tarp floating outside of my window. And that was the night before Halloween. And then I'm pretty sure on Halloween, I saw it again at the same time. So probably at like 10 p.m. And I thought I was really freaked out. So even to this day, I keep telling all my friends about it. And I actually planned a sleepover where we were like going to play a bunch of games like Charlie and like Sarah Sarita and stuff like that. But like, while I was planning it, I would talk about it at school, like, a lot. But I would come home, and I would see a bunch of paranormal stuff. Like, this is, like, just recently. I have an Alexa, and its, like, cord, its cable, was, like, shaking. So I told my dad, and he came in, and then it stopped shaking. And that was freaky. And then one morning, I was waking up, and so, like, my bed's in, like, one of the corners in my room. And like the open space of my room floor. And like I woke up, I was just looking around. My parents opened the door so then like the light came in so I could see. And then I looked around. I kept looking from side to side. And while I was still moving my head, I saw like this girl with like a puffy dress with like red at the bottom. She had like brown hair with two braided pigtails. And it was really freaky, but I was still looking around. My head was still moving. So then I looked back, and it was gone. So that happened. And then actually, one night, I made like a bracelet and I put it down on my nightstand. And it like just started shaking. And so I actually played a card game where there was three rows of six of a normal deck of cards. We would ask it questions and I said, are there one spirit in the chest? Are they two? And then I kept going and then it kept saying no. And so I asked, is there six spirits in the house? It said yes. I played a different time. It said, yeah, there were six spirits in my house. So I just thought I would share those ghost encounters with you. I've been listening to your podcast for a few days now, and I think it's really, really great. So thank you.
Emma, where do we even begin with your call? The floating tarp? The ghostly girl with braided pigtails, the six spirits in your house, the fact that your birthday is on Halloween? I'm jealous of it all. And by the sound of it, you're definitely living somewhere active. Do you happen to know anything about the history of your house or the land it sits on? While I might not be able to account for the seemingly sentient sheet or the shaking bracelet, I can offer another account of a ghostly girl from Canada. According to legend, the Canmore Recreation Center in Alberta is haunted by the long-departed spirit of a young girl named Lisa. Lisa suffered a tragic fate and drowned in the mucky swampland where the center is now located. The apparition of a young girl with long, dark hair, sometimes in braids, has been seen floating down the hallways and outdoor walking paths around the center. The Zamboni operator at the rec center's hockey arena even claimed to have heard the disembodied voice of a small girl crying out,
"Mommy! Mommy!"
as he was smoothing the ice alone one evening. So, Emma, make of that what you will. That only leaves us with five other spirits to deal with. We appreciate you taking the time to call in. And here comes Derek with his sewing kit.
You know, I couldn't get the hang of a thread and needle, so I just patched it all together with a stapler and some tape. The night crawlers don't seem to mind. Well, gang, it's great to meet up with you again. I hope Delaney hadn't scared you too badly. She does have a tendency to do that. But truth be told, I don't know that it's any less scary here with me, because I have a few calls that'll surely make your skin crawl, beginning with Uriah's call out of the state of Colorado.
Hi, my name is Uriah from Grand Central, Colorado, and I have a story that happened to my dad like in the 2000s or something like that. He was like 7 or 9, I can't remember how old was he, so he lived in Fort Collins in Colorado. He was playing in the garage, like, all that stuff like 9-year-olds should do. He saw him look at the window at his old house. Then he saw like a hairy shadow thing. He said it was really tall, like 7 or 9. I don't remember what the size he said. And I like the podcast so much. Bye.
Thank you, Uriah. A hairy, shadowy thing in the outdoors of Colorado. Of course, this could be a shadow man encounter. Though I'm not sure why it would be hairy in appearance. But what it sounds like more to me is our old friend, Bigfoot. Because believe it or not, Bigfoot is a big deal in Colorado. There's even a really cool museum about Bigfoot there in the state. In Bailey, if I remember correctly. Now, one of the reasons I know all about this, it's because one of my favorite TV shows covered that area almost 20 years ago. The show was called Monster Quest, and the episode in question was Season 3, Episode 6, where they did a deep dive on the Bigfoot sightings in the Rocky Mountains, specifically the state of Colorado. Now here's a clip from that program, and I still get the chills seeing it to this day.
Colorado. This wilderness paradise is dominated by the Rocky Mountains, the world's largest elk population, and something else. A large, terrifying, hairy creature said to prowl these majestic mountains looking for prey.
I know what the animals sound like here, and this is nothing like I've ever heard.
Once I saw the tracks, I started to get that feeling like something might be watching me.
I mean, this thing raised up out of the beaver pond, it stood on two legs, and looked right at me.
You know, there are things in this world you can't put a scientific explanation to, and this is one of them.
Eyewitnesses report seeing a 7 to 10 foot tall creature that walks upright with long, massive arms and hands. The animal is thought to weigh between 600 and 800 pounds, leaves massive tracks, and most shocking, is similar to a historical beast that was thought to hunt at similar elevations.
Now, those legends that they're referring to claim that whatever these creatures are, they've been seen in those mountains for over 150 years. And maybe that's the exact same thing that Uriah's father saw that day, all those years ago. So a big thanks to you again, Uriah, for sharing the story and for giving us a phone call. Now, kids, if you've seen something sinister walking in your woods or any other supernatural activity, be sure to give our hotline a call at 833-MAU-KIDS. That's 833-MAU-KIDS. Or send a voice memo to monstersamonguss.jr@gmail.com. And remember to call from a quiet place. Keep your calls under 2 minutes. And be sure to get your parent or guardian's permission before calling in. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Now, with the next call of the evening, please welcome Max to the program.
Hi, Derek. I'm Max, a 9-year-old who wants to know everything that's happening at all times, that has lived in Michigan their entire life, in Ann Arbor. So, I have two stories I want to tell you. Here it goes. The first story happened recently. So, I was in my mom's room with my dog, Rudy, and all of a sudden, I hear a very loud, deep breath in my ear and footsteps coming to the room. That was the first story. It's quite short, but crazy. The next one is crazy, so get ready. I was 5 years old, and a pale white figure walked through my door, just standing in my room. I do not have sleep paralysis because I could move the covers up to my head and move in general. And I was so frightened, I could not say anything. And I was so scared that no one would believe me. And it had a black cloak on and a long forehead. And then a boy in a ninja costume would come in sometimes. A girl in a ninja costume would also come in sometimes. And one time, the boy went in my room and picked me up and took me into my mom's room. And at that point, I did not say anything. And the last night they ever came is they all went in my room, and they were in my room for 5 minutes, and then they just left. And that's all my stories. I hope you can use them. I love your podcast. Bye.
Thank you, Max, for the call. Don't worry. I want to know everything, too. So I get it, Max. But a loud breathing in Max's ear. Footsteps and a strange figure with a big forehead and a long black cloak. That's terrifying. And when you add a pair of pint-sized ninjas, that just makes it all so much worse. But what do you make of all this, listeners? By a show of hands, who here thinks that Max's house might be haunted? See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8. Well, there's a lot of you. Most of you, in fact. So sorry to break the bad news here, Max. but it sounds like you might have a ghost. Keep tabs on it and be sure to let us know if anything else extraordinary takes place. Until then, though, thanks again, Max, for calling in.
Do we hear people say it? I saw it. I saw it myself. Well, did you?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Of one of New York's, maybe New York's longest member, I'm not sure.
And kiddos, it looks like I get to do one more story before I hand the reins back over to our MIU Mima. And although this next one is a very short entry, it makes up for it by also being extremely creepy. Please welcome Adam out of Illinois.
Hello, my name is Adam. I'm 7. I'm from Elgin, Illinois. So this was back when I was like 4. So I was sleeping like in the middle of the night, like something went through my skin. And I was like, what? I look down, and I see a man crouching. And you know how a TV goes, like, flickering with gray, black, and white? It was all of that, and he was crouching down. That's it. I hope you enjoyed my story, and I love your channel.
Wow, Adam. Thank you for sharing the phone call. It sounds like you might have seen the dreaded Static Man. A little-known entity that's been reported all over the world. Now, the Static Man is very similar to the Shadow Man or the Hat Man, except that, like Adam said, the figure is made up of moving pixels, almost like static from a television. Well, there used to be static on TV. I don't know if you see that anymore. But like I said, the description almost matches perfectly. But whatever it was, hopefully it never comes back, Adam, because it sounded like it might be a frightening experience. But you know, if it does return, make sure you let us know about it. And thank you again for making the phone call. Now, gang, it's time for me to make my exit, but fear not. I leave you in very capable hands. Delaney Bowers, the mic is yours.
All right, Giggle Mugs, we've arrived at our final call, and this one has given me nightmares for the past week. Libby from North Carolina, scare our socks off.
Hey, I'm Libby from Lexington, North Carolina. My encounter took place in 2024 in the house I'm living in now, after my sister left for college. So after she left for college, I started sleeping in her bed, and my bedroom is right across from hers. And then between our bedrooms, there's a bathroom. But I started sleeping in her bed, and there was a coat hanging up on her closet door. And I was laying in her bed, and no joke, the coat was like wrinkling at first, and I could hear it. And then a black entity was growing into the coat, and it was like 7 feet tall, and then it slowly got out of the coat and took 2 steps toward me. And I looked at it for a second, and I sleep with the door open, but I booked it out of that room and ran into my bedroom, and I whipped around to slam my door. So I was looking at it, and it was about 3 feet away. And I locked my door and started screaming, but nobody came up to my room. It looked like it was 7 feet tall. And you know how starved people look? Well, that's how it was. And it had very angular sunken body features. I don't think it was a shadow man, because, like, I could see a lot of details, but I couldn't see a face. But I love your podcast. Keep up the great work. Thanks for having me, and bye.
Libby, whatever emaciated entity you encountered that night, I'm glad you lived to tell the tale. An excellent storytelling skills, by the way, so descriptive. The detail about the humanoid creature growing into the coat is particularly goosebump-inducing. Strangely enough, Libby, your experience brought to mind that of Mr. Shea's secondhand shop in Washington Heights, New York. Back in the late 1800s, a man purchased a gently used coat from Mr. Shea, but returned it a few weeks later. The man claimed that every time he wore the coat, it felt as if someone were trying to snatch it off his body. One night, as he was laying in bed, the customer watched as a translucent elderly gentleman with a white mustache entered his room and put on the coat. When the customer jumped out of bed, the old man vanished and the coat crumpled onto the floor. When he returned the coat, he was informed that it had previously belonged to a well-known lawyer who had died in a railroad collision the month before. I guess even in the afterlife, you gotta make sure you bring along a jacket. Spine-tingling call, Libby. Thank you. And that's a wrap, amigos. We'll be back again soon with a whole buffet of bizarre calls just for you. Until then, happy hauntings, hooligans. Monsters Among Us Jr. is written and produced by Derek Hayes and Delaney Bowers. Copyright, Red Crow Media. Additional support provided by Sarah Carter Hayes and Connor Ryan. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.AG Music, and Carl Casey at Wipeout Audio. And lastly, the MAU Junior theme was written and produced by Ali Mamarian.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.